It was a busy week at the State House in Trenton and throughout New Jersey, actually, regarding issues that are foremost in most voters' minds. They include the Second Amendment, taxes, and the latest state jobless rate. Here to take a look at all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Let us start with the continuation, some are saying, and certainly some are feeling, as an attack on the Second Amendment. There was a bill that was passed by the State Assembly this past week, A-2006. Long talked about, the vote was 46-31. That would reduce the permitted capacity of ammo magazines from 15 rounds to 10 rounds, which I guess is working. This is going to sound like I'm being sarcastic or something, that a criminal who is seeking to outarm law enforcement in order to commit a crime is going to say, oh, no, I can't use that 15-round magazine because it's against the law. I'll just have to go shopping and get my 10-round magazines before I go do the armed home invasion now.
Exactly. And that's what I argued with the sponsor of the legislation, Assemblyman Lou Greenwald, who's from Camden County. And I said, Assemblyman Greenwald, do criminals abide by the law? They don't. I mean, it's a reality. And the difficulty here is that, you know, in both Columbine and the Virginia Tech shootings, 10-round clips were used. So it's not going to stop crime, because I also raised the point that the majority of the guns that come into New Jersey that are used in crimes aren't purchased here in New Jersey, and they're not purchased legally, for sure.
And certainly, I mean, there's no way to stop. Once something is known, once something is understood of how to create it, let's make a parallel with abortion. Most people want to ban abortion. That's just, you know, that's just what the polls say, that the majority of the population, and a growing number, by the way, feels abortion is immoral and should be illegal to varying degrees. Nevertheless, you will never be able to eliminate the process of abortion because it's a known entity. Same thing with how to manufacture a 15-round clip. If you can't manufacture it domestically, well, you know, UPS doesn't really check their cargo too tightly. You can easily get these 15-round magazines after the fact from foreign countries.
Yeah, and plus the fact, like I said, when you have, you know, this is going to impact law-abiding citizens. It's not going to impact the criminals. And, you know, and we did a second bill yesterday that had to do with transporting firearms. And again, who is, you know, they're targeting the legal gun owners in the state of New Jersey. And every day I hear stories, you know, that people want to leave New Jersey for one reason or another. And these continued gun restrictions are one of the reasons that is most often cited to me. So I just think that we have a lot of laws on the books already. And, you know, this is not about this is not something that's going to help law enforcement. It's not going to help reduce crime. It's really just one more, you know, it's really an assault, no pun intended, on legal gun owners.
And it's a pandering by the Democrats to a small part of the population. Although, again, the question mark is going to hang over Senate President Stephen Sweeney. Is he going to pander, or is he going to, as he's been known to do in the past, drift to the center on issues like this if he's looking to better his political position?
Yeah, I noticed there were a couple Democrats who voted against this and voted with us. So it'll be interesting to see if Sweeney even posts this bill over in the Senate.
And some say, too, that Governor Christie, certainly through his, and we'll get into this in a moment, too, with his attorney general, but his past performance with gun laws as well is painting a mixed picture on where he would stand on something like this.
Yeah, yep.
And you mentioned, too, there was the other bill, A-2777. That just shows an example of the Second Amendment right of the Constitution, at least in New Jersey, is not absolute, because you could have a rather limited right to carry to go to the target range, the shooting range. Mm-hmm. And say if you forgot to get gas before you went on this home to range, back to home trip, and you stop it at the gas station, technically, if you were seen with the gun in your possession, it could be locked, sealed, the ammo out of the clip, you could see, I believe the maximum minimum is 3 to 5 years in jail.
Yeah. How about if you have to go to the bathroom, or, you know, I mean, really and truly, there are people that travel great distances. Maybe they come from South Jersey and they come up to Sussex County. And, you know, again, upping this crime, it's the assault on the legal gun owners. And like we've said before, criminals don't care about these new laws. They're just going to do what they do.
Mentioned the mixed picture from the Christie administration. The acting attorney general filed a brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court not to hear the challenge by John Drake of Sussex County. He's a business owner who says he needs to have a right to carry permit because he carries large amounts of cash for his ATM business. The acting attorney general says that not to hear the case by the Supreme Court because, let me get the quote here, New Jersey's legislature long ago made the predictive judgment that widespread carrying of handguns in public would not be consistent with the public safety because of the inherent danger it poses. And he cited laws as early as the 1790s and further stated the justifiable need standard in New Jersey's handgun permit law qualifies as a presumptively lawful longstanding regulation that does not burden conduct within the scope of the Second Amendment guarantee. Pose that comment to the individual who was kidnapped by mistake, the Newton business owner, and he had to appeal two times to get his right to carry permit.
I mean, again, this is one more, you know, it's really, like you said, a mixed message. It's Governor Christie's appointee, although he's, you know, he's a holdover and acting attorney general. He still is in the top law enforcement position in the state. And for him to not support this case that's actually, you know, it's a federal case. It's not even on the state level at this juncture. And I don't know. I don't understand the rationale. And I think that, you know, I've been obviously every session I sponsor a right to carry legislation that doesn't see the light of day. But, you know, I reintroduce it with the hopes that someday we will have that in New Jersey. But I'll probably have to move to Montana or something. I don't know.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHose. AllisonMchose.com. The web state house is njledge.state.nj.us. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, you could tell it's a new session of the legislature because State Senator Raymond Lesniak has once again shown up with his idea to raise a gas tax. He feels that the taxes, well, and quite frankly, it is on the low side versus other states, especially California. When you put in all taxes on a gallon of gas in California, state, local, federal, and et cetera, it's almost 70 cents out there. The state, New Jersey's gas tax is 14.5 cents per gallon. It's the second lowest in the nation. He estimates that we need about $1 billion in capital for the roads and the transportation trust fund. So first he was proposing 24 cents spread over 6 years. Now we scale that back to 15 cents over 3 years. My first question for the senator, if he would ever want to appear on the program, would be name a tax that was presented as a time limit that actually adhered to that time limit and went away at that time limit.
I was going to say, is there ever a temporary tax in the state of New Jersey? This Senator Lesniak really and truly believes that the drivers who come in and out of New Jersey or pass through New Jersey will bear the brunt of this tax. I don't know how people feel about, you know, one more added expense. It's prices are fairly high as it is at the pump. I know myself, I went from an SUV to a car to improve my gas mileage because the costs are just getting out of hand. The Transportation Trust Fund is running out of money. I was sort of laughing, not haha, but thinking about potholes and is the state going to be sued for the condition of the roads? And then the state's going to say, well, we need money to put in the Transportation Trust Fund to make the roads better. So it's just a never ending struggle to resolve this issue. But I don't think a tax will go through at this juncture.
Starting to think we're in bizarre world with Trenton, though, because Lesniak actually is also proposing government contraction. He wants to merge the Department of Transportation with other highway-related departments like the Turnpike Authority. He says that would save up to $100 million a year.
Yeah, this I may be agreeing with him on. I mean, we have the Parkway Authority, we have the Turnpike Authority, and as you know, authorities sort of have a tendency to grow and grow and grow, and maybe it's not a bad idea to consolidate and put things back together. But again, I don't know what I haven't seen polling internally from the legislature whether they would want to do that or not.
I have to wrap up here about a minute and change. The latest job numbers for New Jersey said the economy added 18,800 jobs in 2013 compared with 45,400 the previous year. And this year, slow start. The state in January lost 3,900 jobs. Fewer people taking part in the workforce as well, much like we've seen nationwide. Yet when you look at some of the bills advancing in the State House, it's more tax credits, require state-run training programs, prioritize a long-term unemployment, and just various programs that don't seem to make the state more business-friendly for businesses in the state to do more hiring or to invite businesses out of state to come on into the state.
Yeah, you know, again, another issue that is constantly on our mind, and certainly we want jobs here, we want to grow jobs, but, you know, again.
more policy
more
and programs versus.
Right, actual jobs on the ground, so.
If you want to share your thoughts on what we've spoken about here or bring something to her attention that you think is of importance, you can do that at AllisonMcCose.com. And to follow along with the State House and check out the state budget that's posted there as well, you can do that at njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. We'll talk again next week.
And have a great Sunday.